There's a lot of positive peer pressure too. I know there's a lot of people on the call who will are going to be eligible for this. A lot may not be right now, but some of those guys who are eligible now weren't a few years ago,
right.
And they actually do have that motivation, but they haven't had a great outlet for it until now. Now is a great time to be able to actually take that enthusiasm and experience that you've put in over the last few years with your NAMA training and take it to a next level. And then there's other guys who maybe won't be there yet, but seeing this mastermind group and the other peak performers group, seeing what they can do is going to inspire. I really see it inspiring a lot of people to bring their game to another level. Rising tide raises all the boats.
Well, and another point that I think is very important to make is that, and I'm just going to be frank about this, a lot of people have wanted this and got bored because we didn't have it. I mean, they got a box in the mail for, 5 years or 6 years, or in the case of Charlie Foxman, I know Dan Rominski's on this call, I mean, Roger Jarrett, you guys have been members for, some of you guys, probably more than a decade, and they said, okay, I got a drawer full of ads, they're great, keep them coming, it keeps me in touch with the industry, it's great, I'll never cancel my membership, but hey guys, what's next? And this is what's next, and for many of you who have grown with the NAPMA organization, I know some people like Julio Anta started out with a very, very little small school, and now he's got one of the top schools in Miami, Florida, he's an NSSN faculty member, he's got hundreds of students, very profitable school, he's looking like, hey, what's the next level? I want to grow to the next level here, and this is what's going to take people there beyond the box.
Right. You know, Rob, something that you said that I think I want to make sure everybody understands is, Jim Rohn said in his first book, you'll become the average of the sum of the five people you spend the most time with.
Mm.
So if you're a martial arts school owner, what does your day-to-day life look like? Now, if he's right, and I think he is, if he's right, if I'm a martial arts school owner, pretty much I get up in the morning and I kiss my wife, I go to the school and I train my staff, then I go teach my students, then I go deal with my idiot brother-in-law, and then I go back home, right? So the five people that I just spent the most time with are not entrepreneurs. They're not business owners. In most cases, they're not over 25 years old, right, other than my wife, right? I mean, in most cases, my instructors are 19, 20, 21, and my students are, 7 to 12, right, or whatever. So the people that I'm surrounded by on a day-to-day basis are not fodder, they're not food for my entrepreneurial soul. And one thing that in my experience with Master Oliver's group and with Dan Kennedy's group and with some of the Jay Abraham things that he puts together, one of the things that's the most significant is feeding your entrepreneurial fire and making sure that your mindset is in the right place. Most people that punch a clock for a living don't understand what it is to wake up in the morning and know that you have to make payroll by the end of the week, right? They don't understand what it is to know that when you get up on the first of the month, you have to make sure that you've got $35,000 in the bank to cover the bills at the end of the month. I mean, that's just how it works. And they very rarely can contribute to your entrepreneurial fire, very rarely can contribute to even supporting what you do. I mean, how many martial arts school owners are there on the call who have the, idiot brother-in-law or the father-in-law or, the relative that says, hey, when you're done playing karate, go get a real job so that you can actually support your family, right? I mean, that's just part of the paradigm that we need to shift on this thing. And if you are going to become the average of the five people that you spend the most time with, we need to pick those five people extremely well. And that's from all the conversations, Rob, you and I and Master Oliver and Mark and everybody in the office have had the conversation over and over and over the last few months.
Yeah.
It was, how can we facilitate that? How can we take these guys that have already successful schools and really help to drive them to the next level? And frankly, anybody on the call who's been in any type of a mastermind group like this, you see the value of it instantly. It's not even an unknown quotient. It's a measurable quantity. And just think about those five people that you're spending that amount of time with and figure out how to get in the right room. Right?
What you say, what Toby says is so true. And then to put it more in the realm of the martial arts school, it's more like you guys may be getting your NAPMA package, you're getting the information, and you're sharing it with your staff. And that's great. I know a lot of those guys are coming up, but you're always going to be above them. So it's difficult to brainstorm on a really strong level with people who are essentially your subordinates. They're learning all their information for you. They're not bringing, at least on that subject, they're not bringing a lot to the table that doesn't come directly, essentially, from you. And even as far as your martial arts goes, you know, if you're training with your students or people who are at your, below your level, then there's really not that incentive to push yourself. I mean, even if you, I know a lot of people, I should hope anyway, are improving their skills. They're still under their under a master who they're learning from. If you travel to Japan and you learn new techniques and you come back and then you share them with, again, your students, that is great for your students. And your technique may be, you may have learned that technique, but who is sharpening that technique for you? Okay, if you take these ideas and you're able to share with people who are on your level, who are above your level, who are pushing you, who are maybe giving you insights about that kind of stuff and making you see things from a different perspective, it's just it's practically impossible to do by yourself with just your staff in your school. And some people kind of get stuck that way. And this is a great way to, you know, unstick a lot of your creative juices and get your source of information out of just your school and your staff and the people who are around you on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. Mark, what would your expectation be of a student in a martial arts school who you every month deliver them a DVD to learn their next form and kind of just leave them on their own to go practice?
Well,
yeah, the outcome wouldn't be what you would expect, right?
Well, I think you know what it winds up being is sparring class without a coach. You get
people
out there sparring, and they'll manby-pamby around. They'll stand each other in front of each other. They'll let each other take turns. They'll let the other guy stand there with their hands down without hitting them and stuff, and they'll come away going, hey, it was a great sparring session. That was fun, and they'll have a lot of fun. But will they really move forward in their skills? No.
That's right.
Not unless that guy in front of them is making them pay for their mistakes, and is their timing is the type that that puts that pressure on the guy to take advantage of every mistake that they make and that sort of thing. And then you'd actually see an appreciable skill level advancement. Otherwise, 6 months later, they'll basically be exactly the same fighters they ever were.
Yeah, that's right.
And maybe to Toby, to amplify what you're both saying is something that was almost I didn't realize for many years is being an independent business owner, whether it's a martial arts school owner or any other type, is often a pretty lonely affair because in most of our cases, your family really doesn't understand what you're doing. And then you're surrounded by, and especially it's worse with martial artists because you're surrounded by, like, black belt students, you're surrounded by students, you're surrounded by staff. And you never can really just sit down and share your frustrations or share your successes with somebody who understands what it's all about. You can't really honestly sit down and throw a problem out on the table that's fairly serious because oftentimes you're surrounded by either teenagers or you're surrounded by the 25-year-old third-degree black belt who's not going to understand how to deal with it, and you really don't have an opportunity to have other people who are in the same situation with the same emotional content and the same knowledge base, more or less, that you do that can all go to work on solving it and get an outsider's objective perspective on your situation. And I can't tell you how many times either with Kennedy's group or with the me and Steve LaValle and Tim Cover and Keith Hafner had many conversations where I did for them or they did for me just clear out the crap that was going on in my own mind and get you back on track. And now having somebody who is accountable for the way you're thinking about the world as well as what you're actually doing. So
yeah.
I think that's very useful. And the other thing I had a little note here, Rob, really what we are talking about here is in essence what the intent of regional director and NSSN had always been.
Yes, and the top owner summit we used to have as well,
yeah,
which was
yeah.
very, very well done.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that. It really was the intent of that, and then over the last 3 or 4 years, There had been limitations and challenges on implementing some of these things. And clearly at this top level, at the inner circle, as well as at the secondary level, the NSSN members, you know, are basically going to get first dibs as long as they qualify, and they wouldn't be an NSSN member if they didn't qualify in all likelihood.
That's right.
So, you know, those who now want to really experience what that should have been all the way along, you know, are probably going to be the ones who raise their hands first, but they're going to, you know, they're going to get special treatment, frankly, as well as with seniority with the organization. So I think that's very important for them to recognize.
Yeah, so just to repeat what Stephen said, and this was a decision that we have made, an executive decision, the NSSN faculty members have pretty much been the of the loyalist members in the association, the most long-term members. Many of them have become close personal friends of mine and part of my extended brain trust and family in the martial arts. And because we only can accept 20 people in the Inner Circle program, we are going to give the NSSN group the opportunity to be first in line, just to reward them for all their dedication and hard work and contribution to the NAPM organization. And plus, many of the guys in the NSSN, and frankly, they're the most hungry to learn and grow and some of the most progressive school owners that I've worked with in my career. So they'll have you know, the first shot at it. And there's going to be many benefits with the new Inner Circle program and also the tier below that, the Peak Performers Group. And we don't have time today to go through all the benefits. That information will be sent to everybody on this call very soon. But one of the benefits that I'm most excited about is following in the footsteps of the former Top Owner Summit we used to host, as well as modeling what everybody else out there is doing, from Jay Abraham and Brian Tracy and Tony Robbins to Dan Kennedy and Lee Miltier and Tom Hopkins and just about everybody. And we didn't invent this concept. It's something that exists already, and it exists, and it's so prolific, frankly, because it works. But one of the things that everybody does is that a couple times a year, the group gets together. And we're looking at, for at least the Inner Circle members initially, getting together 3-4 times a year where everybody can go to a nice place, sit down face-to-face, and spend a couple of days hammering important issues out in a place that's very motivating and conducive with where we all want to go in terms of wealth creation and our future. And what's a really nice about this kind of a thing is that if somebody says in meeting number one that their limiting factor is implementing a rotating curriculum, and we put together the entire system for them at that meeting, then you can rest assured that when meeting number two comes around, we will be wanting to know the specifics of how that rotating curriculum is going, and there'll be a lot of action steps in between the meetings, be they by fax or the special discussion board, the private discussion board that'll be set up for the Inner Circle group, and the various coaching calls that will take place in between the meetings to make sure that everything stays on track. And then, as Toby said earlier and Mark said, there's a positive pressure, somewhat of a eustress put on people to really stay focused, and it's almost like a support system that keeps you on track with what you're trying to accomplish. And then meeting number three, we revisit it, and we look at the numbers, and we tweak it together as a group. And that's really how this thing works, and it's very different, as you can recognize, I'm sure, than the NAPMA package, which is great. I mean, there's no better bargain in the industry than the NAPMA package. I don't say that because I'm the president of the company and owner of the company now and the first employee to the company. I don't say it because of that. I'm just being frank here. You can't get a better deal than this box. There's just so much stuff in there. I mean, this month and next, we've got a 2-hour interview with Steve LaValle sharing all his success secrets with you. And if that's not worth, you know, the money, I don't know what is. So, but it's very the maximum impact program is very different than what we're talking about here with the Inner Circle and Peak Performer groups.
Yeah. And obviously, much of the knowledge base comes from the material that's disseminated by CD and DVD and physical written materials. But the actual joint implementation, shared accountability, the mastermind effect of coming up with new and better ideas, as well as better implementation strategies, is really what comes out of this.
As well as exclusive information, Stephen. I don't mean to interrupt you.
You bet. No, go ahead.
One of the things that we have already intend to do is create exclusive information just for the Inner Circle group, things that you just got to see. And, you know, here at NAPMA, we are the world's largest professional martial arts association. We've really got our ear to the ground in the industry, and we're working with some top business people in and out of the industry, especially Master Oliver. I mean, his network is vast of people that are just brilliant business builders. And a lot of this information will flow directly to the Inner Circle program. And if it even flows down through to the other programs, which are already so information rich and robust as it is, then you could be sure that the Inner Circle members will obviously receive that before anybody else and in its entirety.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we've kind of run a little over our schedule here, Toby. Toby, why don't you tell everybody how to move to the next step and raise their hand. And I guess what that next step is only to fill out the application. I believe that Rob, you with the team will kind of evaluate. If appropriate, we'll schedule a one-on-one call for an evaluation and then let them know what level they qualify for. And there's certainly no obligation to fill out the application, but it is going to be kind of first come, first serve for the people who qualify. And again, you know, we've got over 1,500 members, about 10% on the call today, and at max can accept maybe 40% of the people who are on the call today. So you do need to get that in very quickly. Toby, how do they get that?
Well, it's a great question. There's actually three methods. If everybody goes and checks their email right now, it'll be sitting there waiting for you. Anybody that we have that's on the call today that RSVP'd or is on my preferred list, Rob has already sent them a copy of the application. Or you can go to www.natma.com/innercircle, and you can download a copy of the application there. And as you said, Mr. Oliver, the step number one is to complete the application and fax it back to the office. Rob and myself and Mark and a couple of the other key team members are going to go ahead and give them priority consideration based on, number one, current NSSN members, number two, based on speed of response. So, you know, we know that these groups are going to fill up extremely fast, and we want to reward those that are quick. And then number three, based on the quality of the fit with the program. So we certainly don't want to choose a school who's a competitor to another school, which, you know, is arguable, but we certainly want it to be a comfortable environment to be able to share openly and honestly with each other. We also want to make sure we have a mix of martial arts styles, curricula, and implementation strategies. We don't want to have a cookie cutter. You know, it's not like we're only trying to facilitate, you know, traditional karate stylist or taekwondo stylist. We want to have children's programs, adult programs, jiu-jitsu schools, aikido schools, all across the board.
Mega schools, multi-unit licensing. I mean, you know, so we really want to hit the gamut of that, because it's only with that kind of diversity are we really going to get the creativity going.
That's exactly right. And in fact, that was the very next important issue is, it doesn't matter if you're a single school operation. Now, let me qualify this. Who this is not for is if I have 20 students and I'm teaching in a YMCA and that's all I want to do, then that's fine. Then this is definitely overkill, right? This is definitely not something that you would find very valuable and, frankly, probably wouldn't be a very valuable fit for the group. But who it is for is if I have 50 students in a commercial location, or maybe I have 50 students in a part-time location, but I want to have 200, and I'm ready to make a commitment to make this a full-time, substantial career for myself and my family. Or if I have 250 students and I want to be at 500, or if I have 200 and I want multiple locations, then you would be a perfect fit for this type of a group.
And Toby, let me modify what you just said. I'm sure Rob was getting ready to jump in there.
Yes.
As well.
Go ahead, Steve.
We do have two levels of it, and in order to be involved with either level, we really want the top 20 percenters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there are people who are currently running a school that maybe not as big or financially successful as it could be, but who are now making a leap in their career who may in fact fit into that category either because of their depth of experience, educational background, or capitalization. But in most cases, or let's say in all cases, for the top level, the inner circle, you know, we want people who are already successful because it doesn't, you know, you don't want the opinion of somebody who's not successful, and so only successful people are going to want to hear from other successful people. At the next level, there will be a little bit broader range and a little bit more facilitated approach to making sure that it's productive. But still, it's both levels are we're looking for only people who are in the top 20% and can only take 5%. So it is for those people who are really ready to move to the next level. And Toby, as you know, both in the coaching program that I've run and in Mile High Karate, we have stumbled across the guys who have 50 students, but they're, you know, world champion, or they're, you know, they're just coming out of a secondary career and are now ready to really jumpstart the thing, and who do fit into a peak performer category. They just haven't applied it to their martial arts school. But in all cases, we are going to be making sure that the, especially the highest level of mastermind level, are people who are already successful at what they do.